and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is the Sound Health Options Show. I'm your host, Sherry Edwards. Thank you, Moon, for reminding me I was not recording. Boy, without that, I've got a big sign here that even says, start your recording. And the recording is for people who are with us on WebEx. This is going to be a very visual show today. So for those of you who want to be with us and see what's going on, go to soundhealthoption.com, and below the scrolling stuff, it says radio, and just follow the connection to Blog Talk Radio, and you can find us online. For those of you who might be having a little bit of trouble, assistance, tech support is 866-229-3239. So that would get you on, and you'll be able to participate. We're also going to be having people call in today because we're going to be giving away some stuff. I won't tell you what it is yet, but it's new. So the call-in number, 347-850-1407. I had a lot of trouble getting online today. Usually we will open this through Internet Explorer, and that could not happen today. I had to go through Foxfire, which is very unusual, so I'm not sure what's going to happen here with that. But we are recording, and this is August 21st, 2011. This show is going to be about auras, but I think we should have called it maybe a new beginning, because there's some things going on that I'm going to talk to you about and be very selfish about that, because I'm going to get on my soap opera and talk to you a little bit about Ron Paul. There is some sneaky, slimy thing going on right now about Ron Paul. I'm going to show, this was an email sent to me, and I don't think it has any music with it for those of you who are online with us and can't watch, but I'm going to play this because it talks about Ron Paul's statistics and his numbers and how, let me see if I can make it any bigger, how the news, like Ron Paul gets 43%, Gingrich gets 35%, Mitt Romney gets 13%, Michelle Bauman gets 10%. Ron Paul came out on top on many, many polls and by many percentage numbers, and you guys are looking at them now if you're on WebEx with us, but by many percentage numbers, and they're not talking about it. They're deliberately leaving him out. Why? What are they afraid of? The volume shows very low on something. Would you put that back up, Moonstone, so I can see that? Your volume shows very low on the audio screen for your taskbar. I'm trying to get to the Blog Talk Radio show now. I've got my screen up as high as I can get it. Let me go back and stop sharing and see. You know, it's as high as it will go, Moon, so this is all the volume we're going to get. I'll try to get closer to the radio with all of this. Okay, I'm going to go back to sharing my desktop so you can see these things that are flipping through here. Thanks for voting, Ron Paul 36, Newt Gingrich 29. You know, it's just an impossible situation when the media, for some reason, takes it upon themselves to cut out a candidate that obviously the people want, but he's coming out on top. He's just with a couple of percentage points from Michelle Bachmann, and she's all over the news. Even maybe it's a half of a percentage point, and Ron Paul is not even mentioned. Let's look at the advertising on these news shows. It's Big Pharma, it's oil companies, mostly Big Pharma. But Les, maybe we can write in and say, why are you negating Ron Paul? What are you afraid of? Because that's what's really going on. Yesterday they did a money bomb because it was Ron Paul's birthday, and they raised $1.49 million in about 22 hours. And then someone bombed their website. They got some of it back up and running, but it just seems an impossible situation when the media won't even have you on their shows. And the only media that I see talking about this is Fox. And in almost every show, they're talking about it and trying to take it's not real media. It's the paid, bought-off media to task. Neil Cavuto, I think, is one of them. Sean Hannity, Judge Napolitano. Those are the three that I watched yesterday. And all of them are talking about how Ron Paul is being dismissed as unimportant. Now, that should be your clue right there, that he's being dismissed as unimportant, says how important he is and how scared some people are running on this. I find the whole thing just absolutely incredible. We are going to be talking today about auras and how this is the only thing that we have control over. This is where we start, where we begin to be in control, starting with everything that's going on with you, the person. And I don't think we can control the media. I do think that we can go back and control our own stuff, but that's all we have. And so this is the beginning of trying to help people know themselves, know their political people. And I thought if I taught you to see auras using the little nano voice, that it might be easier for you. So for those of you who have not downloaded the Nano Voice, N-A-N-O, nanovoice.org, and we're going to go through this very ancient esoteric idea about auras and what's going on with auras. Now, we're going to also be giving away some aura cards. And I'm going to be taking those calls later. But if you guys want to call in now, you can, because I'm going to ask you why you want some aura cards. You'll be on the air. Guest call-in number, 347-850-1407. Okay, the idea of auras goes back to the idea that there is an energy system in your body, and it's been in very many cultures, in Egyptian, in Chinese, with acupuncture. This is looks like maybe Ayurvedic. So they're looking to find out what's going on with this energy system in the body. And so they have begun to say the top part of the body is about spirit. It's about what you think. And the bottom part of the body, about reproduction and creating matter. I can see where that comes from. They have a yin and a yang. And you can remember yin. To me, that's a very feminine word. And left side of the body, and it equates to female. And then yang, that to me reminds me of male reproduction, and so that right side of the body is more male. But I don't think that makes a bit of difference, because brain dominance makes a difference in what is going on. So we're going to look a little bit at brain dominance. So how many of you know if you're either left or right-brained? Nobody really knows. Okay. I am going to, well, I thought I was going to look at some downloads. Aura Color, Dancing Lady. I had some YouTube stuff going on here. So I'll move that over so you guys can see it. So if we begin to play this little video, and it's about what this dancing lady is saying about you, because we need to know whether you're left or right brained before we go on.
Here's a dancer. She's clearly spinning in one direction. Or is she? It's been said that if you see her going counterclockwise, you use more of your left brain. On the other hand, if you see her going clockwise, you use more of your right brain. Most of us see her turning in one direction, but you can use all your brain power and make her spin the other way. Try it. If you start doing math, will it go counterclockwise? And if you think about something creative, will it turn clockwise? That actually happened to me. This simple brain test reveals some very interesting things. For example, my friends and I all saw the dancer spin in the same direction, and only after we trained ourselves were we able to make it spin the other way. So maybe birds of a feather flock together? Do we subconsciously seek those whose personalities are most similar to ours? Or in your case, if your friends differ from you, maybe opposites attract? Then, there's that nature versus nurture debate. How much does our brain dominance influence our hobbies, and vice versa? So, is it really that simple? Are you only right or left brained? Of course not. In order to function most effectively, both sides should work at the same time, but we still have our dominant tendencies. Here's my challenge to you. Let me know if you're right or left brained, according to this simple test, what your hobbies and interests are, your college major and your career, and similarities with your friends. Lots of love!
Okay, that's just one little test. Now, why would brain dominance make a difference here? Because people who are left and right brained see and process colors differently, and that may be a shock to some of you. When someone is trying to give you color and sound at the same time, if they're giving you a red color and a red sound, which is the note of C, and that's just physics, it negates itself. It cancels each other out, and that's for left-brained people. So for those of you trying to give color and sound together, you're going to learn today how to give the opposite of what is going on. If you are right-brained, you process color and sound almost the same. So as we look at this chakra system from the front, red is the reproduction, the gonads, the ovaries, the testicles. And then as you move up into C-sharp, orange, you're beginning to look at the gut, and we go right on up the body. So if you're looking in the front, it's one way. But if you're looking at the back, it's the opposite. And this is some of Andrew Puharish's work. And he says, and also Valerie Hahn, says that chakras are not a place on the body where energy is created. It is a place on the body where energy leaves, comes and goes, more than any other thing. So at the 22nd multiple, and no, it's the 42nd multiple, that color begins to change to sound, and sound begins to change to color, like octaves. So if you start at 1, double is 2, double is 4, double is 8, double is 16, double is 32, double is 64, double is 128, and you double, at the 42nd doubling, it begins to change from sound to light. And I've put up on Nano Voice for you a little picture of what these colors are and what they represent in the body. You can download that from nanovoice.org. Now let's take a look again at this dancing lady, and let's see if you can make it spin the other direction. It's very hard for me to be able to spin her in a counterclockwise way. But to me, on the left here, she's going clockwise. Well, now they're both spinning the same direction. Okay, now I've got the right one spinning counterclockwise. But what they did was just add some white lines so you could see the definition of the body. And if you can see these both going the same way at the same time, that you're a little off, because you're not supposed to be seeing it that way. But there are several of these on YouTube, but this is the most simple one to get you used to her turning in the other direction. So just naturally, which way is this person turning? This is just another one to get used to looking at it. To me, this one is turning counterclockwise, which is very hard for me. And if you watch the shadow, it's easier for you to see. So the first thing we want to look at is the brain dominance. And know that this is just an energy center where things come and go in the body. This is very important in interpreting your auric colors. It's very important to know your own color also, because we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty and actually use the idea of aura cards, training your vision, and then looking at the nano voice to determine where your aura is and what colors are going on with it. So my aura is usually yellow with touches of violet. And yellow for the right-brained person is representing the lungs. No, I just said that backwards. This is for the left-brained person. Fuchsia, magenta sort of colors are at the crown chakra. Blue is usually at your thyroid. Red is usually at the base chakra. Green is male sexuality, where red is female sexuality. Green is also the kidneys. Orange is the organs of digestion. So it is the exact opposite if you are looking at the back. That said bank, but it really should say back. If you're looking at the back of the person. So know that if you're looking at them sideways or in front, you've got to be able to interpret what the issues are. It's hard to find your focus. It's hard to find your lighting conditions to see an aura. But we have invented something called aura cards, and we're going to talk about them in a few minutes, and I'm going to give some away. So as you're looking at the person, you need to be aware of your own auric colors. So if I am looking through my own yellow and someone's aura is green, yellow and green make blue. So you have to be very aware of what's going on with the other person. Auras come in different sizes and shapes. The more male hormone you have, the more angular your aura is going to seem. The more estrogen you have, the more soft your aura is going to seem. So another thing to keep into consideration. Now, not necessarily gender, but hormones, not whether you're a male or female, but whether your hormones are dominant. And right around the time when a woman has her period, she's very progesterone dominant. So her aura can look very male-oriented. There are several layers to the aura. One is this electric blue, and I wish I had more talent with PowerPoint. I would have known how to move this white away from the sky. I'm really trying to put this little blue guy in here in a little blue bubble. But that very first piece we share with a pencil and the chair and the couch and whatever. And it's called a magnetic moment. And anything that has the ability to hold a frequency has this blue sort of issue, a magnetic moment. The second layer is an overlay of color. And sometimes there is a double layer, like this is expressed as orange and a thick yellow at the top of the head. Your lighting conditions to see an aura are what we have trained ourselves out of. Because just like you have vision of acuity to be able to focus on a word, you need to be able to unfocus to see something. So you may see an aura as orange, you may see an aura as bluish, you may see an aura as green or yellow, but it's kind of hazy, and if you try to look right at it, you cannot see it. So training you to look at this in terms of eyes and what is going on is a function of the aura cards. And we have sets of aura cards. They come in, I think, 5 or 6 different colors because some people can see some colors easier than others. And they teach you to see your lighting conditions and your focus so that you can hone in on this elusive color around people. There, it really is a color expressed as heat, much like heat coming off a road. If you've ever seen a mirage, the heat coming off the road and creating what looks like a pool of water, that's the focus you need to capture looking at someone's aura. I see people's aura better at about 20 feet away with light behind them, and I see it or it's easier with a rose or a white background. Now, these aura cards can tell you what those conditions are for you. So any of you who would like a set of aura cards, please give me a call at 347-850-1407, and I am going to take your call on the air because I'd like to know why you want a set of aura cards. And remember that you need to raise your hand if you want to be called on so that you can talk. What if she goes one way and then the other? Joanne asks. That means you're whole brained. That's wonderful. I can't hardly get her to go left. I can get the one with the clunky boots to go left easier. But I guess that I am right-brained. I hope all of you enjoyed your book that we sent you, a very thick little book that we sent you. We gave away about 30 copies of that book, and people don't often think that you're really going to get something, but we really gave these books away. Cost us about $100 to send them out. I forgot about the postage. But once you go back and learn about your left and right brainedness, well, I forgot this part. In the third level of your aura are little plops, and they sort of look like paint. But I couldn't find it. Whoops. Too many. I couldn't find anything that looked like a plop of paint. So So imagine boiling mud or boiling paint coming up and going, and you can sometimes hear even sounds with it as it goes on. One day as I was looking at a girl's aura, I was teaching this at Ohio University. I taught this for 10 years on how to see auras and feel auras and hear auras. And there was a crutch hanging out in this girl's aura. So I was playing God then, and I didn't want to predispose her for an accident. So I asked her friend, would a crutch mean anything to her? And she laughed and said, her boyfriend broke his leg yesterday, and she's been helping him hobble around to class all day. So as we begin to look at all of this, and we consider, is this left or right brainedness? Everett, did you want to say something? You've got your mic open. Oh, you closed it. Or if you guys want to talk to me on WebEx, just push your little raise my hand at the bottom there, and we'll talk that way. But if you also want to call me on Blog Talk, we'll be able to hear you either way. So consider left and right brainedness, how you're going to see an aura. Consider your own auric colors, and then you'll be able to begin to see other people's auras. But the question I wanted to ask is, why do you want to? When I see the color pink on my daughter, it means that she's not sure of what she's saying to me, and she feels kind of embarrassed. When I see that same shade of pink on my son, he's lying to me. So you have to learn people's auric colors at the same time. I cannot believe that nobody wants a set of aura cards. Are you guys just afraid to talk to me? Okay, as we go on, there are ways that you can also see. Everett, your mic is open.
Yes.
Turn off your...
I'm here.
Do you want a set of aura cards?
Yes, please.
Why do you want a set of aura cards?
You know, Ryan and I are working on chakra meditations. We're trying to make CBD.
Okay, so you want to know... Okay, well, Everett, send me an email to my email, Sherry, Sharry Edwards. We're getting a little bit of feedback from your speaker, at gmail.com. I'm typing that in for anybody that's online with us. Sharry Edwards, Sharry Edwards, at gmail. Only I put gmail, but it's supposed to be gmail.com. So Everett, thank you. He wants to know about other people's auras, because he wants to do meditation with them. Well, you can see people's aura, and you don't have to take their vocal print or anything else, but you can also look at their voice and see their aura. Now, this is that little chart in just a little different way. I'm going to mute you, Everett, because we're getting a backlash here. Okay. So if we look at the note of C, mathematically, the note of C is like 139 cycles per second or something. And if we double that 42 times, we get up into the sight spectrum, and we will see that note of C in music as the color red. If you are left-brained, if you are right-brained, you're going to see that as F sharp, six notes away. Red and green are complementary colors. Left-brained people will see the note of C as red. Right-brained people will see the note of C as green. Now, as we look at the note of C, we're looking at self. Self. Ego self. We're looking at carnal self, we're looking at visceral self, the body itself, the corporeal body, has a basis in the note of C. C sharp jumps to tendon, ligaments, connective tissue, the bowel. C sharp, red, orange. So you can start right down the scale. C is red. C sharp is red, orange. D is orange. D sharp is gold or orange yellow. The note of E is lemon yellow. The note of F is celery green. The note of F sharp is moss green. The note of G is blue green, teal, turquoise. The note of G sharp is blue, just blue, the deep blue, not sky blue. The note of A is blue violet. The note of A sharp is violet, and the note of B is red violet. And then it moves into a spiral and goes higher and higher and higher into other octaves of color. But human beings can only see one octave of color. And I looked it up before the show. It's 380 nanometers to 760 nanometers of frequency. And all of this is just physics, that a sound at the 42nd multiple begins to be color. So if we move down the row here and look at an aura and where it begins to manifest in the body, let me see if I can move this back up to the top. And those notes of C and C sharp deal with reproduction, but only for females. Males' reproduction deal with F and F sharp. Ah, it looks like we have two people online with us. Let's see if we can open their mic. Phone number that ends in 3290, you are on the air.
Hi, Sherry. Joanne Rowland. How are you?
Hi, Joanne. Do you want a set of aura cards?
Absolutely.
And why do you want them?
It's another tool in my tool chest as a natural health practitioner. I can look at someone when they're walking in the room and get an idea of where to start, looking for what their issues are.
Do you normally read auras?
I have not normally, but I have been taught how to and given the experience.
Well, some people see auras better in natural lighting from a window, some people with candles in a background, some people with muted light, some people with a spotlight. We have a spot in our classroom, an overhead projector, so it makes this very bright light on our whiteboard, but then the natural sunlight's coming in from the side, and it is a very easy way for people to learn their focus. So these little aura cards, you hold them up or set them by a window and look at them and find out, can I see this opposite color? Can I see this band of color? And it's fluorescent, so you can't not see it. So we just train you. Do you need to take your glasses off? Do you need to stand in this position? But, Joanne, is that fair for you to see people's auras and they're not seeing yours?
Well, I don't know whether it's fair whether they don't see mine, but it gives me an indication on how I can interact with them. Oh, go ahead.
So you're trying to help them, is your reason?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in helping myself. I mean, if, you know, someone walks in and I see that they're not being perfectly honest with me, then my decision to interact with them would be different if I go in not being able to see this.
Okay, there's another thing that you can see in people's auras. It looks like a football, and it's kidney bean colored, and it's right by their ear, and it means they are altered biochemically. It can mean anything from marijuana to Prozac.
Ah.
But know that if you're seeing that little kidney bean sort of thing happen, that the person is likely altered. Joanne, what would you do if you looked at your 13-year-old daughter and you could see another little person in their aura?
Good question.
You could assume that that is hanging around to be born to that person. You could also assume they could be pregnant, but certainly they're sexually active.
Ah.
Is that something that you think is fair for you to look at as a parent?
You could certainly teach them safe sex. At 13, you wouldn't think you'd... I mean, you're having the talk anyway, but you can be more aggressive knowing that.
Yes. So it's a way of looking at people's secrets. How do you handle them? Do you tell them? My 16-year-old daughter was pregnant, and I could see it, but I waited till she told me. That was hard as a mother. I had to step out and be some person up here, like an oversoul. I don't even think she knew at the time, but you could see it in her aura.
But you could all go ahead and make peace with that so that you could step in to be what she needed you to be instead of freaking out and in the moment, and you've already dealt with it when she tells you. That would be hard not to open your mouth.
Well, there's another thing also in that my daughter later on in life was pregnant and had an abortion. And she came to me very upset about this. And I said, your little girl still hanging up there in your aura. She's still here. So if not this pregnancy, the next one. So it's okay.
How do boys show up?
Well, if it's going to be a boy, it'll show up as a boy. But this was a little blonde-headed girl that kept showing up in her aura for years. And finally she had her, and her birthday is, she's going to be 16 tomorrow. But you can look at those things, but you can't judge. And I've often said you have to be very thin-skinned to pick it up, but very thick-skinned to be able to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going on. Well, thank you, Joanne. Send me a little email to sherryedwards@gmail.com. And remind me, and we'll get, and these are new aura cards. If you have the old set, they've all been redone.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day. I'm listening to you.
All right. Thanks, Joanne.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller, and the next caller is phone number 1009.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, who's this?
This is Melanie. I've been in a couple of your classes, and this is really an exciting program today. I would be excited if you sent me a set of your cards.
I've already sent you a set, or you want a set?
I would like you to send me a set.
Okay, that is great. Just send me a little reminder, and I'll send that right out. Why do you want to see people's auras?
Well, I work in an office environment, and our little department just got merged into a larger department recently, and the politics are just, they're really disturbing. Everybody dislikes this one person, and I just can't understand what's going on. I get along fine with everybody. And I'm thinking if there's something I can do to help change people's attitudes to not be so judgmental of this one person that they don't like. It just makes me feel sad to see this person has nobody to talk to. And she'll talk to me once in a while, but she just stays so closed up in her little cube. And the other people talk about her. And it just makes me feel bad. So I'm thinking, if you can see people's auras, is it possible to kind of understand the underlying reasons and help them to not be so judgmental?
You absolutely can. And we can do that with vocal profiling as well. And this takes up such a small amount of room. I don't know if you're able to put that on your office computer, but you could show your boss how you could look at compatibilities with this vocal profiling. Also, when people get along with each other, their auras will blend. And when they don't, the auras will bump and repel each other.
Okay.
So we're going to go down through here and read each of these notes and show you how to put all of this together. And Joanne, I think I knocked you off the board someplace. I think that is, Mel, that is a great reason to want to see auras, and we'll send you a set. Just send me a little reminder.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome. Okay, I don't know if I mute your mic if I'm going to knock you off the board or not. Okay, we have another caller from 3840. If you'd like the set of aura cards, just click your... Mel, I think I knocked you off the board. Just hold up the number one or let me know somehow if you would like a set, because I don't want to open your mic. I'll open your mic. I'll unmute you. And then if you want to say something, go ahead. And if not, just stay quiet.
Hey, Sherry, it's Tommy.
Tommy at 3840?
Yeah.
Hi, Tommy. Tommy's one of our teachers.
I'm just enjoying the show.
We got new sets of aura cards. Did you want a set?
Oh, I'd love a set. But
you've already played with it, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. And it really helps you to alter your focus. And that way you can sort of tune into the auras that way. It gives you a way. They're like little guides to kind of set your mind on the right sort of a perspective to start seeing the auras.
So we'll send you a set, Tommy. Thank you for your comment. What color is your aura, Tommy? Is it blue?
Right now it feels kind of blue.
I didn't mean blue as depression. I meant blue as a confident, gentle person. Blue is also indicative of somebody who loves humanity. Shades of blue with self. It's somebody who likes to see balance and harmony in the world.
That
When's your birthday,
good.
Tommy?
I might have a little blue and some maybe brown or yellow there sometimes.
Oh, the brown is very huggable, gentle, somebody that physically takes care of things, and yellow is vocal expression. And if it's brownish yellow, that's someone that's very careful with their words so that you don't hurt somebody else's feelings. That teddy bear brown is the loving, gentle person that cares about anybody and will excuse people's craziness and look at the good parts of what's going on. And I think in the incident you're thinking about, Tommy, maybe there wasn't any goodness there at all. Maybe that's what you couldn't feel or couldn't relate to.
It was frustrating. But anyway, I do love my hugs now. You're right about that.
Yep. Brown auras are very huggy people.
Hugs and back rubs.
Yes, they're very physical too. And they don't mean anything sexual by it. It's just touching another human being. So, Tommy, I'm going to mute your mic. I hope that doesn't knock you off listening. It's knocked everybody else. Well, call us back or something. Or let me know if I've knocked you off. I think the other people I muted just kind of dropped off because they were also on Blog Talk with us.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you so much, Sherry.
You are welcome, Tommy. Okay, I'm muting your mic here. I'm going back to the chart that we're looking at. I think we went through CNC Sharp, which is about self, and it's Aries and Taurus. And a C-sharp is about justice. So you see somebody with these strong, strong CNC sharp colors, they want their way and they want justice done. D is about the helper person. They like helping other people. They'll give of themselves till it absolutely hurts. They're the caregivers. The gold, which is D sharp, is somebody who uses information to express them. They're information brokers. They look at all the information first. They pass on information. They can be gossips, depending on if they want to do this for the yellow side or the orange side. And usually they're trying to make the world a better place. The note of E is lemon yellow, and it's people who deal with words and expressions of words and oxygenation in any kind of way. They are very good with words. They're actors. They're lecturers. They're teachers. Politicians. Now, remember, these are not the colors that are going to appear on your nano voice when somebody starts talking. These are the actual colors that represent the note. And for those of you who are dealing with nano voice, you know that it comes up blue for emotion, yellow for think, red for react, and green for being useful in some way or looking at the future. This is not the same thing. Although we are looking at the notes, we are going to look at the colors. And there is someone else on the line, 8190. I'll get to you in a minute. This is great. F sharp is about the balance between perception and action. F and F sharp is where the body is cut into from bottom to top. It's where emotions and brain dominance is cut into from C to F, being left brain, and F sharp to be being right brain. It's money issues, it's male sexuality, it's the back, the lower back. It's being able to see what needs to be done and create a solution or an idea of a solution. So you take the E, the words, and the idea and bring it into a concept. Then F sharp is moss green. F sharp takes that concept and puts it into a conception. Like an architect may describe what they need, but an F sharp would put it down on the piece of paper and get it into some kind of theoretical form, where F just might conceive it. Okay, we're going to have a building that looks like this. F sharp puts it into that form, draws pictures of it. G is turquoise, and G represents getting something into physical form, useful form. Physical form first with the note of G, and then how to make that physical form useful is the note of G sharp. G and G sharp together is the physical issues. A and A sharp together is spiritual issues or management issues. A, which is blue-violet, represents the management of everything else. Like in the body, the note of A manages everything that comes into the system. Who gets it? Do your liver get it? Do your lungs get it? Does it go to your brain? Manages all of your resources. A sharp is usually your immune system, and that is violet itself. A sharp and E are opposite, six notes away. A and D sharp are opposite, six notes away. That's very important that that balance takes place in your chart. A sharp, the immune system, it is a support to management. It gives the orders of what should happen. A makes the decision. A sharp carries out the orders. So if you don't have enough histamine or whatever to go around, A sharp is the one that worries about it and decides, okay, we need it over here worse. I know, A, that you said it goes here, but we don't have enough. And then B, violet red, is the actual delivery person of all of this. So as we're going along, you can begin to see how this relates to the body. So we're looking at the red body, the note of B at the top of the head. Now this is in front, and this will be for a left brain person. And as you move right down the body to reproduction as red, bowels as C sharp, then at D you're looking at liver, pancreas, gallbladder, D sharp, oxygenation, E the lungs, F and F sharp, male sexuality, but it also deals with the kidney. And then expressing it in turquoise and blue being the thyroid, the energy of the issue. A and A sharp around the third eye, and then B at the top of the head. Now, these chakra centers can move around. They're not always in one place as we begin to look at all of this. There's also a relationship with astrology. C is Aries. C sharp is Taurus. D is Gemini. C sharp is Cancer. E is Leo. F is Virgo. F sharp Libra. G is Scorpio. G sharp Sag. A is Capricorn. A sharp Aquarius. And B is Pisces. Now, we did a show about this not too long ago and showed all the relationships with astrology, and you could go back and pick that up. But as we look at aura cards and we teach everyone to see an aura, and this is what the aura cards look like with the different colors, and you put these in a window or a wall, and you begin to stare at them, and another color will appear around these cards. And that isn't any kind of fuzzy mystic foo-foo. These cards are fluorescent, and they will give off the opposite color. Instructions come with this. A little ColorCom chart comes with it. You can call the office at 740-698-9119 to purchase your set, and it is a tax deductible because they're being sold by our research centers who support our research. So we've given away three sets already. So those of you who want sets and want to support our work, please get in touch with the office. The set's $22. And now I'd like to go back and look at people's auras by looking at nano voice. Whoops, I don't know where that came from. I'm just trying to hit the escape here. So if we open invoice, Tommy, if you're still there, would you volunteer? I'll open your mic again.
Okay.
Okay. It doesn't say your mic's open, but there it is.
You see? You hear me?
Yes, I hear you. It's not open on Blog Talk. Are you on WebEx? Is that how we're hearing you?
No, I'm just dialing in the number 347-850-1407. And if you have any R cards that help you find a Wi-Fi connection, that'd be great too.
Okay, Tommy, we're gonna look at your aura through your voice.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I guess. Let me think of something to talk about. Okay.
You can talk about all this wonderful music you play and all the gigs you do and you travel around the world.
Okay, I've got something that I'd like to talk about. It's just a bunch of musicians that we are getting together whenever we can, be just for the love of it, and we're just making some wonderful, wonderful music that's just kind of happening on its own. And then as we're kind of creating the music, I tell the guys that you know, there's more to the song. I feel there's something else coming, and it's going to come in eventually, so we'll just have to wait for it. And then a couple of days or maybe a week later, the missing piece comes in, and it's really gratifying and satisfying when that happens. But I just had a faith that the song wasn't finished and that there was another part to come in, and it just sort of materialized sort of on its own while we were just kind of getting together and messing around and playing. And,
okay, we've got 500 hits here, so this will stop automatically. Now, you can download this. It's absolutely free. There's instructions there. Let me put this mic back over here so other people can listen.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay. Well, you could comment. You could come back and comment. Okay, Tommy's highest note is the note of B. Now, as we have these colors here, they represent octaves. So if we slide this over, we can see that the note of B, by its actual frequency, is sort of burgundy, magenta colored. Its opposite is the note of F, which Tommy has totally missing. Now, the note of F is a balance between perception and action. He wasn't talking about a plan. He was just kind of letting stuff kind of ooze out. That's what makes him feel good. So this B represents a need for peace. It's circulation. And looks like his highest need. This is a Pisces quality. And Pisces always have this need for peace and that everyone get along. And we already know that's kind of part of Tommy's personality. So B and F, his aura is magenta, and it has an overlay of red, because remember, C is red. So C is self. Right now, Tommy is a little bit of angry with himself. I don't know what that's about, but we can talk about it. These things are very topic-specific, so I am going to put together band and say he was talking about his band, and they get together and do it for the love of it. It wasn't about helping someone else. It wasn't about expressing himself in words, although if you talked about your singing, it probably would come in there. Tommy is going to be the putter-together person of our big shindig for our conference coming up. So those of you who are practitioners, you'll get to enjoy the disco and what's going on, and Tommy's in charge of that big band shindig, or whatever. What are you calling it? The dazzling disco?
So I'm not sure. I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay. Well, the note of B is very spontaneous for a... I cannot believe it's 90 seconds and we're going off the air. Did anybody else hear that but me? And they cut us off, too. Okay. I'm hoping that we can do another class about this and teach people more. I'm also going to be on a show this evening. It's Muggsy, and I don't have where that's going to be. I'm trying to find out where it's going to be. Meeting invitation for class. Well, write to me and I'll try to get it to you. It's, well, here's the call-in number. No, that's my call-in number. It's this evening and we're going to do this for an hour and a half and look at people's auras. So write to me. I'll find this after we get off the air. That time went fast. I certainly appreciate you guys being here with us. I don't know what's happening next week, but we'll be back and do something else that's very special. For those of you who are practitioners, tonight is our adrenal burnout class, so please join us for that. And happy hour every other Tuesday. We're doing vocal prints right off. Please, if you enjoyed this, get it out to your people on your Facebook, whatever other kinds of social media you have. We love helping out, and we love the idea that you can take back your power. I should tell you, Tommy also wrote this music that is playing. especially for our show. Hope you can be with us next week.